Maharaj, there is a question from Pavan Krishna Prabhu. We've heard that pure devotion to the Lord has no motivation. It's a high tuki with no self-interest. How can we obtain such devotion if our aspiration is not so pure and we are driven by selfish desires? How to get rid of these impurities in our heart? Is it possible to motivate someone in such a way that he started to hanker for such devotion, or does it fully depend on mercy? And what is this pure devotion itself?
Well, it can be, the word motivation can be misleading. More precisely, there's no ulterior motive, means without anticipation of personal gain or reward. That, in the language of Prahlad Maharaj, is a business transaction. I'll do this and I'll get this in exchange for my services. They use that word, right? He was paid this amount of money for his services, or services rendered. That's not service proper in the devotional sense. It's bhajaniya sarvashad guna vishishta. That Krishna is so compelling when someone is properly conceiving, Krishna conception is so compelling that automatically they're drawn toward him and offer themselves in service. Not, I will approach him, serve him, because I need to get out of impending karmic reactions or some other thing, but rather it's the indication that there's some genuine appreciation for Krishna. They want to do something for him. And they're benefited at every step of the way. But that's not their motivation. But it would be improper to say they have no motivation, but their motivation is to serve Krishna. Right? And how do we, who's next nearest to Krishna? Guru and Vaishnav. So service to Krishna is realized in the service of Guru and Vaishnav. All along, we're given emphasis upon the position of the devotee, aradhananam sarvesham vishnu aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarjanam. Who is dear to Krishna? When we say nama vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale, krishna prishta. Actually, in the prayers of Das Goswami, saying Mukunda Preshta. So, but same thing, Krishna, Mukunda, but each name has some different revelation there. But what does it mean that who is most dear to Krishna? And a general, we hear in the Bhagavad Gita, a general expression, he says, Nacha tasman manushyeshu kaschan me priyakritama. Priya, here, dear, anything. There's no one more, of all the people in this world, there's no one more dear to me than someone who's delivering this divine message, what I'm giving to Arjuna, that current, who's extending that to others. There's no one more dear to me than that. They're doing what I wish to do. So Guru Maharaj said, really, I mean, if we take the verse at face value, it is the underscoring the position of Madhyamadhikari devotee, who's the position of guru or the distributor. Krishna is enacted from Madhyamadhikara. So from Krishna himself, there, this indication. But kintu praboya priyevatasya. This has been here in the Gurvastakam of Raghunath Das Goswami, of Narottam Das Thakur. Sakshad hari tenasamasta shastre. All the shastras are telling us Guru should be seen directly Krishna. Says kintu, and that word means but, kintu prabhoya priya evatasya vande guru sri charanaravindam. As rendered by Guru Maharaj, he's saying, but on closer examination, once we've focused on Guru as Krishna, Krishna coming through his agent, then we look more carefully, a shift takes place to the potency of Krishna. Prabhu Priya, Prabhu meaning the Lord in Krishna. Prabhu Priya, the one who's most dear to Krishna. We should see Guru as the one who's most dear to Krishna. Of all of those who are dear to Krishna, because we say, oh, so many are dear to Krishna. Of all of those who are dear to Krishna, whom is the most dear of the dear? That means Srimati Radharani. So the Guru is seen as the representative of Nityananda Prabhu or Radharani's delegation. But we hear the songs of Narottam Thakur. Nitai koruna habe braje Radha Krishna pabe. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, it's not possible to substantially come in connection with Radha and Krishna, Lalita Vishakha, and their ruparati, their divine service. Heno nitai bine bai Radha Krishna paitenai. Again, without the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, cannot get this connection with Radha and Krishna. So, we hear on this day, we celebrate the Raghunath Das Goswami's strategy for coming in connection with the, to make it to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, but through the agency of Nityananda Prabhu. That he came to understand. Told living and nearby Panihati. He's the son of a very wealthy family. They're landholders, tax collectors, tremendous wealth they have. And still, Das Goswami, he's not a pound, shilling, pence man. He wants to go to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And repeatedly, he's trying to do that. But every time, the parents, they find him and bring him back. But they're worried that someday he's going to escape. And so the mother, the wife, suggests to the husband, she's saying, if we bind him, we can chain him, put ropes, tie him like to a pillar, like a, with a long chain. Then he can go and do many things, but he'll be bound to our house. But the father saying, mentioned, Das goes, not only were they extremely wealthy, so he said, Indra Aishwarja Sama means wealth equal to that of Indra, the king of heaven. Indra-like wealth and what? Stri Apsara Sama. And his wife was as beautiful as an Apsara. Means the heavenly women in the higher planetary systems. They're extraordinarily beautiful. His wife is like that. And he has opulence equal to Indra. If that doesn't keep him bound, what good will ropes or chains do? He said, for someone who's got the mercy of Mahaprabhu, he's a madman for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's mad after the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. So he's thinking that inevitably he foresees a problem. So Das Goswami, he hears that Nityananda Prabhu is nearby in Panihati. And he's thinking, this is a great opportunity to get the darshan of Nityananda Prabhu. So he goes there, but he's very shy and considering himself very fallen. So he's giving his dandavats from far away. And Nityananda Prabhu knows everything. And you can see Raghunath Das Goswami far away and giving his dandavats, and Nityananda starts saying, oh, here's that thief. You know. And he makes the devotees bring him closer, and he's teasing him that this type of behavior is cheating and a type of thievery. In other words, concealing his real position, such an exalted person, and hiding himself like that. So Nityananda Prabhu says, for this thievery, the crimes you've committed, the punishment will be that you have to feed me and all my devotees. What is the problem? What's the problem?
You speak this side.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay, so we don't move the camera, we move the audience. Okay. Hare Krishna. So Nityananda Prabhu, he tells Raghunath Das, then you have to feed me and my group. Nityananda Prabhu, he's Balaram, he's always surrounded by cowherd boys. Lots of cowherd boys. And these pastimes, we hear of the Dwadasha Gopals, means 12 principal cowherd boys, but so many. And that's his style, to travel in a group. And so you have to feed me and my men. And so what is arranged, Raghunath Das Goswami makes arrangement with the local merchants, is this chura, which we, the flat rice, that it'll be soaked in milk, and then some will be mixed in yogurt, other will be mixed in kheer, condensed milk, and then some fruit and other things. And in that way, a beautiful festival will be had. Hare Krishna. And it's in India, we've seen this to this day. If people find out that there is a feast somewhere, somehow everybody finds out about it. And they all show up. Some of them with tiffins and everything. You know. The word goes out and people from all over the place show up. So the same thing here, Brahmins come, but other people, and then also, then the merchants hear that there's a big festival. So then they set up shop there to like sell things to the people. And so Ranganath Das Goswami is buying everything from them, but then it's also being distributed. They're also being allowed to take that. And it's a big, huge, delightful festival. So some people who cannot sit in the they don't have a regular sitting place, they're in the Ganga. And some, when they run out of things, they're soaking their rice in Ganga water. They're just having a good old time, everybody together. And then Nityananda Prabhu is very happy. And where he sits, he keeps a space for Mahaprabhu. And hearing this is going on, nearby comes Raghava Pandit, and he wants to invite Nityananda Prabhu to take prasadam at his house. But we said, no, who is Raghava Pandit? We're told Raghava Pandit in Krishna Leela is Dhanishta. It means she's like Radharani's cook assistant. So as Radharani's cooking is inconceivably wonderful, out of a necessity of Leela, Durvasa Muni gave her a boon when she was younger that whatever she cooks will be taste as sweet as nectar. That allows for Yashoda, gives her some guise or cover to enlist Radharani in cooking Krishna's lunch. But like we sang in the song every day, saying, after the Krishna takes the bhog, then Dhanishta gets all the remnants, and Radharani, Dhanishta, and the others, they're taking. They cooked everything, but they're the first recipients of the remnants of Krishna. Right? So that Dhanishta appears in Gaur-lila as Raghava Pandit. So Raghava Pandit comes and says, I invite you to my house for and Nityananda said, I really want to accept that invitation. Now we're having this festival here with the Chira and the Doi, but this evening I'll come to your house. And now you take something with all of us. And keeping that space for Mahaprabhu, then we're talking Nityananda Prabhu. People talk about meditation. Nityananda can also meditate. And deep dhyan, Nityananda's meditating. And then those who have the eyes to see, they see alongside Mahaprabhu, alongside Nityananda Prabhu, has appeared Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. That's Nityananda's meditation. Mahaprabhu is there. And then, but not everyone can see that. Some see next to Nityananda an empty place, just with the prasad, the bhog. Others actually see that Mahaprabhu is there. And what do? They walk up and down the aisles, and they're taking from each devotee's pot. Mahaprabhu is putting some in the mouth of Nityananda Prabhu, and they're laughing. Then Nityananda Prabhu is taking from them, and he's putting in Mahaprabhu's mouth, and they're laughing. And they're enjoying themselves. And then they sit together, and remember, they are Krishna and Balaram. And all these associates of Nityananda Prabhu, primarily, are cowherd boys. And they're on the bank of the Ganga. So Kaviraj Goswami points out, what this appears to be is like a picnic of Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys when they have their lunches, picnics on the banks of the Jamuna. But it's in Gaur-lila. So it's Gaur and Nityananda and all these great devotees of the Lord. And some Vrindavan gopis mixed in. It's the delightful pastimes of Gaur-lila. Here, they can all be together, actually. As we find sometimes in Vrindavan, the gopis, in separation from Krishna during the day, express some divine lamentation, and they're thinking, I wish we were cowherd boys. Yeah. Then we could be with Krishna in the daytime, and we could go for lunch in the forest, and Yeah, maybe it would be better to be cowherd boys. They're thinking like that at from time to time. But in Gaura Lila, they can all mix together happily in these pastimes. So they're, everyone is happy. In the evening, go to Raghava Pandit's house, take full prasadam there. Nityananda is very happy. They're singing, dancing. Raghunath Das Goswami gets blessing from Nityananda Prabhu, saying, now I think, because now he's served Nityananda and all of his devotee associates, he's saying, now I think it's for sure, certain, soon you will achieve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without a doubt. Right? So he's very happy. No, remember, he's very wealthy. He gives gold to the treasurer of Nityananda Prabhu, many, many gold coins. That you know the devotees, according to their position, give them something. But don't tell Nityananda Prabhu until later. And so Raghunath Das Goswami goes back home. He's very happy. Now he's got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And we're told at that point, what's called the antapur, the inner part of the house where the ladies stay, he no longer goes there. And one night, the family guru, Purohit, known as Yarunandanacharya, he comes to see Das Goswami. They go for a walk outside, and he said, the Brahmin who's doing the puja for the local deity or whatever, he's left that service. Can you please talk to him and convince him to continue? And Das Goswami saying, yes, I can do that. But then he sees an opportunity and saying, actually, you don't have to worry about this. You just go home. I'll take care of this. So because it's late at night, Yarunandanacharya goes home, and then Raghunath Das Goswami is thinking, this is my chance to escape because there's no one around. And he starts running. And then running for how long? For 12 days he's running to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. But knowing if he goes on the main road, his father will send people to bring him back. He goes on back roads. He goes in the opposite direction. He's running madly to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu for 12 days. And on the way, sometimes staying in a cow shed, taking a little rice, some milk, but all day and night, running madly to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And the father sends the search party. They can't find him. And long at last, Raghunath Das Goswami makes it to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And there they embrace. They're very happy on both sides. And Mahaprabhu already has two Raghunaths, Raghunath Bhatta and his Raghunath Vaidya. So now this is the third Raghunath. Sometimes devotees, they think like, oh, that was my name, and then it was given to another devotee. But three Raghunaths Mahaprabhu has. So he said to him, I'm putting you under the care of Swarup Damodar, so you will be known as Swarupair Raghu. That means Swarup's Raghu, Swarup's Raghunath. That's how you'll be known. So Das Goswami, he's from the very wealthy family. Now he's in the dress of a renunciate. He's living very simply. While doing his bhajan, he stays near the gate, the Shingadwar in Jagannath Puri, just outside the gate. And the merchants and other people at the end of the day, they see someone, oh, they're only taking the name of Krishna all day and night, and they do nothing for their own sustenance. they would arrange something. The pandas, different people, they like give something to that man. Yeah. But Das Goswami, after a while, he's thinking, this is not so good. He said, I feel like a prostitute. People are coming, thinking, oh, this person will give, oh, that person gave last time, this person. He said, I don't like this mentality. So then he started going to a, like a chati means a, these food distribution centers for the local sadhus. And that way, they give something at a certain time, a little something that's taken care of. You don't have to get unnecessarily entangled with other people. But each time he's ratcheting up the degree of renunciation. In the meantime, he's under the care of Srup Damodar, and he is thinking, I came here to be with Mahaprabhu, but you know, I'm always under the care of Srup Damodar. I never get to have like a personal meeting with Mahaprabhu, ask him some questions, get some personal instructions. So Srup Damodar arranges that. And Mahaprabhu tells him, I can give you some personal instructions. And they're very famous. He said, don't eat luxuriant food, don't dress stylishly. He gives them a list of things. And always in your heart of hearts and the internal plane, always worship Manasa, Radha Krishna Seva, Manasa Koribe. Always in the internal world, it means Siddha culture, actually. Worship Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. You think, but the reason I put you under the care of Srup Damodar is that what I don't know, he knows fully. And this is a peculiar statement, because Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, Radha Bhava Duti Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. How can he say, what I don't know, he knows fully well? Even minimally, Krishna has to be conceived of as omniscient. So how can one who is omniscient say, what I don't know, he knows? This is very peculiar and revealing. So what is it that Krishna doesn't know? Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. He's the Adi Purush. That means the original person, can also mean the original male. Krishna's position is that of an enjoyer. That's why Guru Maharaj said, in little humors, he said, in the beginning, he is not so inclined to Krishna. Because Krishna's an enjoyer and he has a particular personality. He said, but Ramachandra is showing sacrifice, Radharani. He like Guru Maharaj favored those who are showing self-sacrifice. But so Krishna, he's the not only an enjoyer, the supreme enjoyer. As Gurudev said once, very simply, understand the difference between Narayan and Krishna. In Vaikuntha, the unlimited Vaikuntha world, one Lakshmi for one Narayan. That's the arrangement. Saying, and what do we hear from Brahma Sangita about Krishna? Lakshmi Sahasrasata Sambrahma Sevyamaram. Millions, innumerable Lakshmis for one Krishna. This gives a hint that Krishna's enjoying capacity. We're told the Rasa Leela, there are billions, if not trillions, of gopis in one Krishna. But that one Krishna has the capacity to personalize the experience so that each and every gopi thinks that Krishna is mine and mine alone. He's giving his full attention to me. So when Krishna wants to take the position of Radharani to understand what is a devotee, what is her point of view, her perspective. Aparam kasyapi pranayi janavinda shukutuki rasotstamam ritva madhuram upabhoktam kamapiya. rucham swam avavre dutim ihantadiyam satchaitanya devaskritir atitaram na kripayatu. That serving all these innumerable gopis, remember, they're all inconceivably beautiful, and their forms are the expression of their hearts. Just as the body in this world, the body is the biological expression of the soul's delusion, the swarup, or the spiritual form, it's the spiritual form expression of the devotional heart. So those gopis, their beauty, their form is an expression of their heart, their dedicating tendency. Serving all of them, Krishna sees that one is so extraordinarily qualified as to counsel all the others. That's the position of Radharani. This is the spiritual math by which Ramananda Roy indicates her unparalleled qualifications in the Ramananda Sambhad, saying, Radha Madaya Hriday Tatyaja Braja Sundari, quotes Gita Govinda, and saying, what happened? In the Rasa Leela in full swing, Krishna leaves all those gopis in search of one. That's the shorthand, right, for understanding her position, that he could leave all of them to go after one. So, and that one has convinced him that what she is experiencing from the position of a devotee, devotion, is not only superior to what he's experiencing as the supreme enjoyer, but 10 million times greater. In fact, in some places he's saying, I can't properly estimate the love. The love of Radharani, it knows no limits. That's simma, prema simma. The limits of, you know, what does Vasugosa say? Jadi gorna hoita, tabiki hoita, kemoni daritam dehe, radhar mahima prema rasa simma jagata janatake. He descended to reveal to the world her greatness and the limits of Krishna Prem. That means Mahabhav, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. So from his position of an enjoyer and loving exchange with her, it's awakened in him the curiosity to think, what does she experience? He sees these inconceivable ecstatic transformations on her divine form. And it's awakened the curiosity in him to think, like, what is it like to be her, to see me through her eyes? That he doesn't know. The omniscient doesn't know. And from the position of an enjoyer, he can understand it theoretically, that it's millions of times greater, 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. But I can't taste it from this position as the enjoyer. I will have to transition to the enjoyed to experience it. So when we hear Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, enveloped by the heart and halo of Radharani, Shyama Sundar Krishna appears as Gauranga Sundar Mahaprabhu. So now in that position, enveloped by the heart of Radharani, he is in what we would call terra incognita, means an unknown land, right? Unknown world. This is a new and different experience for him. And add to that, the depth of Radha Bhav means divine madness, as expressed in the Brahma Gita. But Radharani is so lost in divine madness, she is not totally aware of her behavior and experience. She needs assistance from her to principal assistants means Lalita Bishaka, but in this case, primarily Lalita. So Lalita Sakhi appears in Gauralila as Swarup Damodar. So when Mahaprabhu tells Raghunath Das Goswami, the reason I put you under the care of Swarup Damodar is because what I don't know, he knows fully. Yes, because as Lalita Sakhi, when Radharani is lost in divine madness of Krishna Prema, and her heart is expressing all of these different ecstatic emotions, particularly in separation, Swarup Damodar knows, if I sing this song, it will amplify this sentiment. If I supply this sloka or sing this song, it will bring some relief to the heart experiencing separation. Swarup Damodar knows everything about that. As does Gadadhar Pandit, being Radharani herself, but this is the seva, primarily of Swarup Damodar. So Mahaprabhu saying, it's not that by putting you under the care of Swarup Damodar, that's like a lesser position or a lesser degree of intimacy with me. But actually, there's some seva that I need from you that you can only learn from him. That's why I put you under the care of Swarup Damodar. And Raghunath Das Goswami is very happy to get these personal instructions from Mahaprabhu and also to hear further the glories of Swarup Damodar. And we have to say specifically that Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, that is everything for us. We're seeing everything through the lens of Charitamritam, really. Whether it's Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Bhagavatam, everything, that is our view. That is the Gaudiya Darshan, right? Mahaprabhu's inner purpose for descent is only revealed and fully expressed there. Because as Guru Maharaj says in his sloka, Sri Gauranumatam Swarupa Viditam, only Swarup Damodar knows fully why Krishna descended as Mahaprabhu. And Swarup Damodar kept notes, we're told sutra-like notes. Whereas Raghunath Das Goswami, who was also in Puri for something 16 years or so, wrote more extensive notes and was also, whatever Swarup Damodar gave, Das Goswami was there to receive it from him. So the full wealth of Swarup Damodar's observations of the ecstatic transformations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were given to Raghunath Das Goswami in full. So that later, after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami goes to Govardhan and Radha Kunda and thinks, you know, have a vision, see Govardhan and Radha Kunda, then throw myself from the top of Govardhan. I have no longer reason to live in this world. But then he finds Rupa and Sanatana Goswami and thinks, Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar are alive in them. So he's inspired. And there comes Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who serves Raghunath Das Goswami in his final days there. And the full wealth of Swarup Damodar is received by Das Goswami and even enhanced by him, is transferred from Raghunath Das Goswami to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And so later, when all the devotees realize these things are not given anywhere, they're unknown to the majority of devotees. Prabhu, you must present them in a book. So with their permission, their order, their blessings, he composes Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, which, as Guru Maharaj said, is the greatest literature to ever seen the light of day in all time, all space, all creations. So that Das Goswami in Puri, his parents know where he is. They find out from Shivananda Sen. So they want to get him back. He's not coming back. So they leave one man and two men there, one with a substantial amount of money, and they think, well, at least we should take care of him while he's here. That's heartbreaking to hear of his renunciation. But then Das Goswami's thinking, what to do with all of this money? So he starts, for 2 years, he has feasts for Mahaprabhu. He's saying, that I can do. I can make a feast and then invite Mahaprabhu and all of his devotees. And but then after some time, you think, that's not a good thing to do. I don't think Mahaprabhu is really happy with that. So he stops that program. Then what do we hear finally? That there's some rice that they just throw away. Like they give, you know, the next level is like to give it to the cows. Then there's like some rice even the cows won't eat. That rice Das Goswami is taking. And then he's cleaning it and he finds like little parts of it that are edible and he's taking that. And then Mahaprabhu is saying, like, ask Swip Dhamma, how come Raghunath doesn't invite us to this feast anymore? And Swip Dhamma says, I'll have to look into it. Then he goes there and he sees Das Goswami, how he's maintaining himself. And then Swip Dhamma takes some of that and going, oh, such a nectarine taste. Because it's from Raghunath Das Goswami. So he is enjoying that. Then he makes a report to Mahaprabhu. Then on the next visit, Mahaprabhu is coming there. Then Mahaprabhu, he takes that rice and he's saying, oh, you've been feasting without me. You don't invite me anymore. And he's tasting and saying, I've never tasted anything of this sort of nectarine quality. And then Srup Damodar takes it away from Mahaprabhu and saying, this is not fit for you. It's very interesting. But still, Mahaprabhu, because of the connection of Raghunath Das Goswami, and after all, it was originally Jagannath Prasad, he's finding something extraordinary there. It's beyond human comprehension. But he, in response to all of this, he's expressing his approval for the sort of renunciation being exhibited by Srup Damodar. And at that time, Mahaprabhu, he kept one Govardhan Shila. He would lie down, sometimes keeping it on his heart. Sometimes he would put it on his head, on his eyes. And he would do many different things. And he had this Gunja Mala, which represents Radharani. And the Govardhan is Krishna. It's the body of Krishna in this form. Like Giriraj. He's a part of the infinite. He's infinite. It's fully Krishna. He's fully Krishna. So Mahaprabhu gave his Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami and with the Gunja Mala and told him every day you give some Tulsi Manjaris and some like Ganga Jal, some water, and that'll be your worship. After some time, maybe because he wants to feed Raghunath Das Goswami, but he said, you should increase the worship of Giriraj to include kadja. And those who've been to Puri, you know they're like these little, they're like sweet puris, almost. You've had them? You've had some Jagannath Prasad. They bring them all the time. They're little thin, that's how I would describe, they're like crunchy. But it's a sweet that's particular to that place. So Mahaprabhu told, then you offer that to Giriraj. And when we go on the Brajamandal Parikrama and you go to the Gokulananda temple, they're telling that the little Govardhan Shila they have there is that Shila that Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das. And Raghunath Das Goswami writes in his prayers, he prays to Govardhan, the last line, and he nija nikata nivasa dehi govardhanatvam. He's saying that Govardhan, that is the ultimate goal of those in the Rupa Nuga line. That is their target. And we've been told by Guru Maharaj, why? Because Radha Kunda, that is the place of the superior gurus. So if you say, here's Govardhan, here's Radha Kunda, and in between is Kusum Sarovara. Like we went there, and there was a school there now, we saw. And we met all the children, and we're fine. What are their names? One little girl, what's her name? Kusum. So they're the children there are the children of the people who live in Radha Kunda, Kusum Sarovara, and Govardhan. They're the ones who go to that school. Anyway, so what we're told is the superior gurus live in Radha Kunda. From Govardhan, our group, they go to Kusum Sarovara and collect flowers, go to Radha Kunda, serve the superior gurus, and then come back to stay in Govardhan. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's praying for Giriraj Govardhan to give him shelter. So in his final days, in one song written about him, it says, Muke Radha, Radha Boli Beshe Nayanera Jale Radhe Radhe, crawling on his hands and knees in the land of Vrindavan and Govardhan. Tears are pouring from his eyes onto his clothes while he's taking the name of Srimati Radharani. That's why we don't imitate that. That is the behavior of Raghunath Das Goswami. But there, and he wrote Vilapakusumanjali. What else? Oh, we're told that Das Goswami, while living there, his renunciation is extreme. We may point out, he also wrote like Mukta Charit and other books. They're filled with nectarine descriptions, humor, they're funny, they're full of so many wonderful things. So we can understand internally he's being nourished, he's feasting on this divine nectarine substance. But externally he's showing renunciation. What is he taking? We've seen the so-called leaf cup, a cup made out of leaves. He takes one of those with some buttermilk in it. That's how he's sustaining his life. Why buttermilk? Because when the cowherd people, they make butter, buttermilk is a very generous description. Having seen it, and it's more like white water, because when you make the butter, what's left is this whitewashed water, but it's called buttermilk because it's made from the milk. They're going like that. Then they have all the butter. And so they have lots of this, and it's not considered very valuable, so that they give it away freely. That's what he's taking every day. And then we hear one day, the leaf cup doesn't look the same as the leaf cup he normally gets. So before taking that, he's saying, where is this leaf cup from? And they tell him, oh, it's from Sakistali, which means the place of Chandravali, who's the leader of the opposition to Radharani's group. And Das Goswami throws, he won't touch it, because the leaves have come from the opposition party. He wants nothing to do with that. And when these sort of sentiments were expressed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his songs, where he has some songs written in the higher, from the Siddha plane, and he's saying how much he can't stand to see the opposition group. And he names some of them, who they are. And he said, I don't like to see their faces. I don't like to hear their names. And when this song would be, it's similar to the sentiments expressed by Raghunath Das Goswami. Gomer said, when Saraswati Thakur would hear this, his body would jerk when it would come to that line. that I don't like to see their faces or hear their names, like as if a shock was going to his system. That's how much feeling he had for these songs and shared sentiments of Raghunath Das Goswami. And as we've told, Saraswati Thakur, different disciples have observed ecstatic symptoms in his divine form at different times. They were witness to that. What is described by Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, they've observed these things in the divine form of Saraswati Thakur. But he's suppressing spiritual emotions not to mislead others. So, not crying, or as Guru said, meticulously removing a tear, suppressing any ecstatic emotions. He said, at the same time, when he would recall this verse of Raghunath Das Goswami from the Vilapakusa Manjali, sometimes behind closed doors sharing with his intimate servitors, Guru Maharaj said he would be found to be wailing uncontrollably, crying incessant tears and voicing, venting this sloka, Ashavare amrita sindhu mayi katanchit kalo mayati gamita kila sampratam hi tvam chet kripam mayi vidasha shinaiva kim me prane brajena chaburo rubakarinapi. Asha means an aspiration, hope. So in this prayer, and interestingly, Guru Maharaj said, it is a direct prayer to Radharani. It's not a prayer to Krishna. This is a prayer to Radharani. And he's saying, my reason for being, my reason for living, what's been giving meaning and purpose to my life is this aspiration that I've held in my heart of one day achieving the service of your holy lotus feet. That's why I live. Sometimes we hear people, this has to be there. There has to be an aspiration in your heart. Why are you living? For what purpose? To exploit or to serve? What, speaking of motivate, what is it that motivates us? Das Goswami's motivation was service of the lotus feet of Radharani, Radha Dasyam. So therefore he's described as the Prayojan Tattva Acharya, because he's expressing that those in the Rupa Nuga line, our ultimate target, goal, is the service of the lotus feet of Radharani. So not direct connection with Krishna. Elsewhere in the same book, he says, Sakaya me mama namostu namostu nityam dasayate mama Sakayate mama namostu namostu nityam dasayate mama rasastu rasastu satyam. He said, my concern is with service. And if there's no superior servitor there, why would I be there? why would I possibly be there if not out of a service necessity? If there's no superior servitor there, I have no interest in being there. Only being called in service to assist, I'm answering that call. And he's saying, and sakkaya here means, we can say, more intimate service. He said, that's worshipable to me. That's not my goal. And this is Raghunath Das Goswami, the best disciple of Rupa Goswami, the Prayojan Tattva Acharya in the Rupa Nuga line. He's saying, so that the service of your holy lotus feet is what's been motivating me, keeping me alive. If that's no longer a possibility, then I've lost my reason for living. And what's more valuable than that? What's more valuable from a spiritual point of view than one's own life? Vrindavan. Right? Vaikunthe prithivyadi sakala chinmoy. Even the soil of Vrindavan is made out of superior stuff. It's not only conscious or spiritually conscious in the generic sense, but it's consciousness enriched with dedicating tendency, with devotional tendency. So as this world, this is the world of mortality, everything here is a potential enemy. Right? The air might be bad for us. We might be breathing bad air. Even here, in this wonderful place. What do you call it? Those little particles, the 2.5, whatever they are. This place is full of them when they burn the... So even the air may be your enemy. The water may be polluted. The very soil on which we live in here is threatening our mortality. Saying there's another world where the soil has your interest at heart. Right? The world of gurus, as guru, everything there is guru or worshipable, and taking one toward Krishna. So he's saying, Brajena, Braja, that highest abode of Krishna. Braja, Vrindavan, without you, what is it? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in a song, Radha Padmankitadam Vrindavan Jaranam. What is Vrindavan really? It is that chinmoy soil that is enriched with the lotus feet, embellished by the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That means not just a pretty picture, it means seva. That's what it means, Radha Dasyam. So he's saying, without you, then that's not a possibility. What would I do in Vrindavan with it? What would I? It's of no value to me. And more than that, prane brajena chabororu bakarinapi. Without you, and he uses this beautiful word, bororu, to address Radharani. It's a suppressed form of her beauty. He's saying, without you, who is Krishna? Bakari. Demon killer. He killed Bakasura, Baki Putana, and Baki Bakanuja Agasura. That he's scary. Without you, Krishna is scary. So in this way, showing exclusive devotion and dedication to Radharani. And interestingly, this is the sloka that when Saraswati Thakur would hear this, this would bring him to tears. This is beyond our comprehension. That shows how deep and pure is the service aspiration in his heart. Hare Krishna. Any other question?
Alright.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Garadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath. Echai gochai kori charana bandan. Jaha hoite vignanash abhishta puran. Echai gochai jarmui tarodas. Tansabara padarenu mora panchagras. Tandera charana sevi bhakta sane vas. Janame janame more abhilas. E chai go chai jabe braje koilo vas. Radha Krishna nitya lila kori lo prakash. Anande bolo hari baja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriya. Harinam Sankirtan Koe Narottamadas. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaura Hari Bo. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraja Kacharja Sutera Sutta Sri Srimad Shulabhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Shulabhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Shulabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Bharga Ki Jai. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Chiradoy, Festival Panihati Dham Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudi Go Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varenya Srila Asi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimala Avadhut Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanande.